all you she's, gays, and nays, it's the month of almost June.
And you know what that means.
Pride is around the corner.
But last year, Pride didn't happen, so now we're making up for lost time.
Pride is a celebration, yeah, that's what it's about. Last year we couldn't meet up, but this time it's allowed.
With my queer friends and allies, now it's time to go out. Ooh,
ooh, we get to do it all again.
Now we're out on the floor, but I don't see my crush. He's not texting me back. Well, I'll just brush it off. I have a mental breakdown. Make my friends take care of me. And I think, woo!
Yeah, 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 it's Pride again.
We've been waiting so long.
It's Pride again.
For so much to go wrong.
It's Pride again.
Santa combo for queers.
This is our St. Patty's Day. Acting sloppy because we're gay.
Who cares about him? You're so cool and so funny.
I don't want to be funny. I want to be hot.
It's our first Pride together.
And it's also our last.
Cause even for lesbians,
we moved in way too fast.
But we're still hosting a gay brunch.
And frying eggs got us hot.
Ooh, ooh.
Tonight we'll break up again.
Hey, go flirt with that girl.
Man, I tried, but she's straight.
Well, then how about her friend?
She is also a straight.
When did all these straight girls start dressing lesbian? There we go.
Ooh. Yeah, 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 it's Pride again.
It's inclusive and it's great.
It's Pride again.
But who let in all these straights?
It's Pride again.
Gender is just clothes.
Let's go eat some Chick-fil-A. Nothing matters anyway.
No, we're not eating Chick-fil-A. They're homophobic.
Okay, now that is such a neoliberal notion to equate individual responsibility with collectivist politics.
Terrence, don't talk like you read theory. You don't read theory.
I read theory, sis. Sis, I read theory.
What theory do you read?
Podcast?
Terrence, that is not theory.
Will you work at Deutsche Bank? Your Deutsche Bank, bitch!
Oh, God. I miss this.
I know.
Time for parades, y'all. Let's get messy. But doing gay pride, doing gay right. Post holo close friends, post holo man. Post holo for the crisis where you can't be gay. Marsha P. Justin and Harvey Milk, they paved the way for you to shake and feel. Stonewall was a kicky when they threw the brick. They fought for your right to be this chaotic.
Yeah, 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 it's Pride again.
We're so sunburned and mad.
And we love it.
$50 drinks that are bad.
But we missed it.
Wait, are we on the Deutsche Bank float?
So that was the 2020
Live. That's awesome.
Pride from Saturday Night Live to kick off the celebration. This is kind of a big deal podcast, and we are coming to you from a new location. Same house, new location.
Just feet away.
We moved the podcast room upstairs, and now we are chilling like big dogs in Doug's room.
Yep.
So this week, we are going to keep our Pride celebration going, and we are going to do some LGBT facts. But before we get into that, we are actually going to talk to you guys and catch up, because it's been so long since we've had an episode just talking about us.
Oh yeah, so long.
So let's kick it off with the theme song.
We'll be right back.
Yes, 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 everybody. That is kicking off Kind of a Big Deal podcast here. And we are so excited to be back for another episode. Last week, we sent out a throwback episode of our episode with Michael Artis Cooper to bide us some time because we recorded an awesome episode about Cruella. However, we wanted a few more people to watch it before we released the first episode of Kind of a Big Reel.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Have a little bit more comments on there, some more,
interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are actually doing something different in the world of Kind of a Big Deal. We are trying to do some bonus episodes to get some different content flowing on our Kind of a Big Deal RSS feed. So as we have more structured things coming out, we will let you know. Also, just wanted to tease that we do have an episode of Off the Beaten Path. It is coming back. The original podcast that kicked off my podcast life is coming back with Stacey Hubeck, the original co-host.
Yes.
So that will be coming out as soon as Stacey and I get our shit together. If you were a listener of Off the Beaten Path, you know we did not have our shit together.
Yeah.
So we are the Pisces bunch, and we're both kind of drama llamas. But, you know, we cry, we laugh, and cry some more. But anyway, so Douglas, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, like dealing with stuff, you know, and I'm in a good place, much better place than I was then. You know, I'm in a place where I'm happy with who I am and I'm starting to love myself, you know, starting to do little things like look in the mirror and be like, you're cute and walk away, you know, because I used to do that stuff all the time. You know, I'd stand in front of the mirror sometimes and be like, you're drop dead sexy. I so want to bang you right now, but all the glass would cut me up. Weird stuff like that, you know.
On the note of, you know, self-growth and starting to love yourself, I actually got a compliment from Bradley. He gave me a compliment and said that I have a lot more confidence now.
Yeah.
And which meant a lot coming from Brad, because Brad's not one that gives compliments often. So that was pretty cool. I mean, self-growth is definitely something that is very worth it and worthwhile to learn to love yourself. And, you know, RuPaul always said every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Never.
Amen.
Ever understood that. And now, like, I completely can understand that saying.
Yeah.
So what are you up to this week?
I am house sitting for my best friend's sister, Barbara. Yeah, my best friend's sister, and her name's Barbara.
That was kind of a tongue twister. My best friend's sister, Barbara.
And it actually just rolled right out. If I'd have thought about it, I probably fucked it up.
Yeah, like I just did.
Yeah, she's got three dogs. A Mastiff. He's beautiful, but he's a little skinny. He needs to eat more, but I think he's an old boy. You know, Mastiff's lifespan's not as long as like other dogs. And she's got Lacey, which is a golden retriever, and Lacey's up there in age. So Barb, she doesn't like going away on vacation and stuff with her family because she worries that something will happen to one of her dogs while she's gone. And, like, I understand. Like, if I came home, if I was away on vacation and my dog died, I would, like, be really upset. So I understand it. You know, but having me there, the dog sit and house sit, the dogs know me and love me. So if something did happen, it would be a lot easier for her to handle that, you know. A little bit, anyway.
Yeah.
And then she's got this little dog. It's supposed to be a forever teddy bear. A shadabadoodle or whatever. I don't know what its name is. But its name's Maggie. And the whole time it looks at you, its tongue's just hanging out. Like
a shadabadoodle?
That's what I call it because I really don't know what it's made of. But it's so cute. Oh,
that
my God.
That literally sounds like a dog that was bred for gay men.
She's so cute. I think it was.
The shadabadoodle.
But you know Barb. She's gay anyway.
Yeah. She's a gay man. But so actually we've had some life changes that have occurred and things that have been going on. And I know that on our podcast we share things and be open about things. Yeah. And it's always good to hear people's stories and stuff. So we are on a new journey of being roommates with Christina. She was on an episode a few episodes ago in season two.
Yeah.
And she has moved in with us because she got into a car accident last year and was having some financial issues. So we are helping her out and embracing her being a part of our roommate family. And so we gave her the podcast room and moved the podcast stuff, the recording studio, up to Doug's room. So the room is not finished yet. If you hear cars, we know that there is cars behind us. We live right on a road, and people do not fix their mufflers, or they make their mufflers sound loud because
it's Pennsylvania.
And we live in Pennsylvania, and they think that that is sexy.
Yeah, they want to scare the horses when the Amish people are driving down the road.
Yeah. Hear it? That's my point exactly.
It'll be all right.
Welcome to Pennsylvania.
But we'll get it fixed.
Yes, very much. So, very soon. So, anything else that you would like to cover about our lives before we move on?
I was on Facebook today, and I've never met the guy. I've just been Facebook friends with him through people you may know type thing, you know, and your Facebook friends. So, like, he posted this post that said he's just finished, he gives up. And that could be taken in a lot of ways.
Agreed.
So I reached out to him and I said, you know, we have podcast kind of a big deal, and we are a LGBTQ friend, you know, family. I said, if you need to talk to any of us, you just jump on there and message us. I said, we'll give you our numbers if you want. Like, just call somebody. Don't be alone. I said, I don't know what's going on. Anything could be going on with you, but we love you, and call us if you have to, you know? And I think that's an important thing. Like, that's what this is all about. If anybody needs anybody, just call us. You know, we have a, if you want to talk to, say you might be transgender or think you're transgender and you want to talk to somebody transgender, get in touch with us. We have transgender friends that would love to help, you know? So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Reach out. That's all I want to say.
And especially in life, you always want to have somebody to talk to and work through things. And, you know, loneliness is very, very, very bad. It's rough and it's hard to deal with sometimes. And having people to talk to and be there for you is definitely a big part of it. And Doug's right. We have a whole entire group that is family, and we have friends that they hit us up and want to be on the podcast. And, you know, Doug and I are very busy people, and we try our best to get them on and try our best to, you know, do guest episodes and stuff. But sometimes it doesn't always work out. So we're still working on some guest episodes and stuff to, you know, continue their stories and things like that.
Yeah. Once I learn how to use this equipment, it'd be a lot easier because there's two people that could, like, worked around the schedules or whatever.
Yeah. And we'll definitely teach you that. I know we keep saying that, but we definitely need to get that done one weekend. We need to take some time and, you know, do that. So I just wanted to hit on the fact that these rednecks, man.
I love them.
Some of them are cute as fuck.
Bless their hearts.
But they drive big trucks. So do you think that, you know, stereotype is real?
That's why I'm not really going after them, because they probably got small penises.
Yeah, they had the biggest trucks. They definitely
got really big egos.
Uh-huh.
And here I am judging. Let me shut up. That's not right.
Let me make my muffler louder. That might give me a woman.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand.
But it works.
Do you think it works?
I think it works. They always got women in there. Or other guys. So, like, whatever. Something's working.
Okay.
They've got company.
All right.
Other they people like loud noises.
All right. So, I just wanted to hit on that. My heart's really heavy while we record this episode today because I lost my grandfather on Friday. And he was a beautiful person, a A very, very good person.
I wish I would have got to know him.
Yeah, he is just, he is one of those people that the world definitely needs more of my grandfather. Very kind, very blunt, very honest. But at any minute, he would give the shirt off of his back to somebody. He was a great person. So I love you, Papa, and rest in peace. Sorry.
No, needed to happen.
I was trying not to cry. So
if he got any recognition in his life at all, he was famous on his podcast.
Yeah. Well, he was famous with all of his grandchildren, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stories about him. I've never heard a bad thing. You know, I've always heard these good stories about how, like, he just wanted people to love each other and get along and no dramas, you know?
And he was crafty as fuck. He used to make rings out of bolts or nuts, sorry. He used to take bolts or nuts.
Yeah.
He used to take nuts and make rings out of them. I think he used bolts too.
Did he like smash them down with a machine or heat them or both?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that hole's small, so you'd have to get it open without breaking. That's like that. Do you have any of this jewelry in your presence? That would be an interesting thing to see and take pictures of.
I do not. You know? One of my siblings might have something, but I do not. So that, and also at the same time, because you know, right now this week is kind of bittersweet for me. I also am doing stand up for the first time on Saturday at a friend's party. Douglas is going with me. And he is going to record it, so we will put it on the podcast Facebook page. I even bought myself. Hold on one second. Douglas, keep the show going here.
What's he going to pull out of the bag?
It's a pride cape.
Hey, I saw that in the Amazon as a purchased item, and I'm like, because I remember you showing me that, like the picture of it, and I think I was busy with something at the moment because I don't remember commenting if I did or not. I thought it was maybe just a flag. And then I saw that it is a flag.
It's a flag, and I can turn it into a cape
because cool
it
has as shit. Do you have a little thing Velcro. For it?
A little what thing?
Like a little strap to tie a little bell in the front?
Oh, no, it Velcros.
Okay.
So, and I also ordered a kind of a big deal merch shirt to wear underneath of it, one of our pride items.
That, you know what we should do is a kind of a big deal design for a rainbow flag, like pride flag. Like, come up with our own with a kind of big deal logo in there.
We should.
You know, we'll get some paint and do some paint art, you know?
We should. That would be awesome. Like, a limited edition flag. Because we would probably only make one.
And maybe, maybe Christina can paint it. And then we can auction it off. And the proceeds can go to benefit.
Jameson,
you know?
Yeah, so news on that. Jameson is a friend of ours. A dear, dear friend.
My brother. I love him.
That is raising money to do top surgery. He is transgender, and he is excited to move forward with the process. So we are working on some things to benefit him and show him our love and support and help him raise the money that he needs that the insurance is not going to cover. So that's also another thing. And so look out for that comedy skit, me getting funny.
You can paint that.
Me can paint what?
The Jameson Pride flag.
Oh, I could paint it.
Yeah, like if we can get a big canvas and put it on there.
Yeah.
And then you can auction off that canvas.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be cool. We're really going to have to do something about the noise.
Yeah, I'm on it. It might not be my next episode, but it'll get done. I have a couple of days off.
Okay.
I know what I want to do, but I'm going to have to put styrofoam between the thin wood panel. Like, there'll be a curtain on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll just paint something on there, like a scene or something. But on the back, the foam's going to be in there between the window and the board, so it cancels the noise out.
Okay.
Because the windows vibrate too. When cars go by like that, our old windows vibrate, and that's what makes that extra noise. So I think by putting that pad in there, that should help stop it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
You see how smart I am.
So right now we're recording this podcast, and you know, quite often I have been the guy that Doug gets annoyed with because I bitch about stuff while we're recording the podcast, like watching things or paying attention to other things, because I have ADHD like a motherfucker, and so does Doug, but we get distracted very easily. So he has his phone on supporting our Christina. So share what you are watching.
Christina is on live on Facebook, and she is painting one of her paintings live, so you can watch her, and it's phenomenal. And
she's in our dining room.
I shared it. She's sitting in our dining room, and I shared this on my Facebook. If you want to go to my Facebook, you can find it. And I'm sure I could share it on the podcast, right?
Of course you can. And we made a little creative corner in the dining room. So fully embracing the... All right.
I just shared it on there. Kind of a big deal.
Helping with the creative process in this house. It's an art house. It's an art house.
Yeah. And I was talking to Brenda earlier, and she had mentioned a friend of ours is making beautiful ass jewelry out of the cicada wings. And I bought a piece from her, and she custom made it rainbow for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
is she interested?
Interested?
Is Brenda interested?
Well, yeah, Brenda said they were really pretty. And I said, yeah, that's why I share stuff like that. Like, if you don't necessarily like what your friends are selling or doing, still, you can share their stuff so your friends see it. You never knew who might be interested in it. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with sharing stuff. So all my friends that have their own businesses or their own whatever they're trying to promote, I'm constantly sharing it on Facebook. You know, and it's just, most of the time, I don't even look at it all the way. I just know that they're posting something, and it's something that I can help promote, so I just share it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not a me pushing the agenda on other people, too. Like, you could do the same thing. You could just scroll past it. Because somebody made a rude comment on her thing about how her stuff's expensive. And I went on there and I said, I don't think she's charging enough money for it. You know, like, don't put people down. If you don't care about something, just walk on. Honestly, like, people are just trying to make a living and trying to do whatever they're really good at and make some money off of it, you know?
If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into the rest of the episode, Doug and I are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Kind of a Big Deal podcast after this. Hey, everybody. This is Terry Miller and Doug Parks from Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And we just wanted to take a second to talk about our art friends.
Christina paints.
So we have Christina Little that paints at Xtina Paints on her socials. You can check her out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Search Christina Little if you want to see her stuff. Also, Indigo Arts. You can go to facebook.com/IndigoArts and check out Miss Karen Jones artwork.
My cousin.
She does dot art. And it is fantastic. I have a print of one of her pieces. I have a original of one of her pieces and many other things that she's done.
Yeah, one of our Christmas trees is actually themed from her dot art creations. And she just found out because she didn't see our tree this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
She didn't know that we had it all over the one tree?
She didn't know we had it all over the one tree. It's like, she didn't know. She just knew I bought them all.
Surprise, bitch! So.
I texted her and I said, I'll take the whole lot. I'll take the lot. Like Harry Potter does.
Yeah.
So she's like, really? I'm like, I just said, I'll take the lot. Mm. Pack them up. Everybody else was getting mad because, like, a few of them I gave away as gifts.
Yeah.
And one of them I gave away is one you really loved. You know, but
yeah,
like, I didn't do that on purpose. I was just trying to, like,
you just weren't listening to me.
Fabulous.
You just don't listen to me. But anyways, I digress. So also, I would like to give a shout out to Nicole, which is making the jewelry, the cicada jewelry. It looks like a cicada ring and it's epoxy and they're so adorable. All of this stuff will be shared on the podcast Facebook page for you guys to check out. So support the members of the Kind Fam that do art. Yes, it is the kind of a big deal. Art friends. All right, now let's get back to the show. That's not the one. That's not the one I was supposed to hit. Yes, yes, this show is a bunch of crickets. That's a long sound. Anyways, that's going to have to take a lot of editing. It's probably not going to be edited, to be honest. But we are back, so there's that. What are you looking at?
Trying to find a way to share Nicole's stuff, but Facebook isn't going to allow me to do that right now because I'm live with Christina and it doesn't want to.
Oh, well, then we'll do it after. I'll give you a pad of paper. Get a pad of paper.
Yeah.
Somebody get us a pad of paper.
Somebody give me the pad of paper.
Johnson, or what's his name? What's his name? Oh.
Nemo.
No.
Bentley.
No, not their names. That's the cat's name.
Yeah, but my cat sounds like a butler. Bentley.
Jensen. Jensen. So, we haven't talked about Nemo.
And Nemo's technically a king, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's a famous clownfish.
We haven't talked about Nemo a lot.
Well, we talk about Nemo right now.
Yeah, let's talk about Nemo. So Nemo is a kitten that we rescued. He was found in the barn at my day job. No, because I have a day job. I'm going to keep it, too, because I don't think this podcast is going to take off. found them in the barn, and he had a messed up leg. So we took him to the vet and got him help. And now he's doing great, and he's getting big, and he is rambunctious. And his brother and sister are like, Dad and Paul hate us.
Yeah, well, yeah. Nemo, today I recorded a thing for my Facebook, and it's him laying beside my shoe, and I'm like, he's bigger than my shoe now. Because I remember when he was so little, he could fit in it.
Yeah.
Now he just sticks his head in there. He can't fit his whole body.
No, he cannot. He used to climb inside of the shoes. Yeah. It was like the little cat that lived in the shoe house.
He's such a sweet baby. Mm-hmm. He probably went in there and pissed, and we didn't know it.
No, he didn't.
Because kitten pee didn't stink.
He did not pee in our shoes.
He's like, I'm going to set him up for later.
All right, so let's jump in to what we were originally announced we were going to talk about on this episode, and that's some interesting LGBT facts. So, number one is the planet Mercury is a symbol used by the transgendered community. The sign for Mercury is a crescent shape and a cross, which represents the male and female principles in harmony in an individual. Additionally, the god Mercury fathered Hermaphroditus, who had both male and female sex organs.
Hermaphrodites.
Yes, thank you. So that is
Hermaphroditus.
A really long words.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's a pretty name. But you realize words are associated to bad things, but they could be pretty if they weren't. Like herpes. Yeah. The word herpes is actually a pretty word. But like it's associated with like something really bad, like normally to people, because it was part of a scare.
Well, let's make it pretty again and say herpes.
Just like the word moist.
You know? Herpes.
Yeah.
Why do so many people get mad at the word moist?
I don't know. Like, I think it depends on what situation I'm in at the moment. You know, if I'm bending down between a friend of mine's knees that's a female and I'm picking something up and they just happen to be there and somebody says the word moist, I'm gonna cringe. Oh. But if you're baking a cake and you use the word moist, I'm going to salivate. Like, yeah.
That's because you're gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's literally what you just said there, just more words.
Pretty much.
So, the next one is the Labrys. A double-edged hatchet or axe is a symbol of strength and unity for the lesbian community. Demeter, the goddess of Earth, is said to have used a Labrys as her scepter. Especially its religious ceremonies. Wow. Or especially in religious ceremonies. I cannot read. I need my glasses. Like, I'm really struggling here. It's too much light. But anyway, so that is kind of interesting.
Can I read the next one?
Sure.
Because this one, I'm mad.
Take it away.
All right. In 1987, Delta Airlines apologized for arguing in plane crash litigation that it should pay less in compensation for the life of a gay passenger than for a heterosexual one because he may have had AIDS. No! Like, what? That actually happened. Yeah. You know, and like, people today who are coming out of the closets left and right and just being who they are need to like understand there's a history, you know, and you should understand it. Just like with any culture, there's a history that went through hell and torment and fought to get you where you are. So you should try your best to be the best possible person you could be to thank them for that, you know?
And that's why we're going to have a whole entire episode on LGBT history coming up.
All right. Awesome. I don't know about that one. That one's just weird to me.
Sorry, I can actually like use the buttons without like looking.
Yeah.
Now, so like this setup is just so much better. Continue.
Records of same-sex relationships have been found in nearly every culture throughout history with varying degrees of acceptance. You know, I've said that the other day to somebody. I said Native Americans, the Egyptians, everybody in their culture and their history had homosexual and different genders and all that stuff, and they actually revered them. I said, our culture with this hypocritical-ass Christian belief system that they put in place is what is like causing everybody to hate and judge and put somebody else down for something they can't control, you know?
Leave it and to the Christians. Judgment needs to stay away.
Yeah.
I mean, Jameson put up on Facebook this post about people asking why we need Pride Month.
Yeah, I liked what he said about that.
And, you know, I posed the point to that because he made valid points. However, I also posed the point to that is I think every day of the damn year should be Pride Month. Like, we need Pride year. We don't need Pride month.
Well, Pride's all about
but
love and
I understand.
So that should be a thing for everybody all the time.
Yeah. But I understand that we are doing it to celebrate Stonewall and the things that we fought for and stuff like that. So that's why Pride Month.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I just messed that up at the end. I'm not a very good amener. Wow, I really am going to hell.
Christina paints a pretty picture.
Christina paints a pretty picture.
So, you want to read the next one? Because I forgot where we are.
Me too. The number of gays and lesbians in the U.S. is estimated to be approximately 8.8 million.
So, like, now I want to know what the number of straight people are. Like, how many people are in the U.S.? If you look up those facts and subtract and get a percentage of how many of the population is actually gay.
Approximately 1 million children in the U.S. are being raised by same-sex couples.
Yeah.
So, no research has conclusively proven that what causes homosexuality, heterosexuality, or bisexuality. This one kind of pisses me off, too.
Yeah. Scientists estimate that approximately 5% of the human population worldwide has a homosexual orientation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a good chunk of
people. I think it's higher than that, really.
It's a good chunk of people. We don't know what the dates of these facts are, so they might have changed.
Yeah.
But take it with a grain of salt. We're not factual. We're just kind of a big deal. Historians note that in some cultures, homosexual behavior was not viewed as
effeminate,
but as evidence of a man's masculinity. Examples include the Celtic and Greek cultures. Yes, queen.
Yeah,
right, like, there.
Those guys, you weren't a man unless you sucked somebody's dick. You weren't a man unless you took it in the ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like totally the opposite of what we are today.
Yeah.
They stereotypically or automatically assume, even gay people, you know, we stereotype ourselves too. You know, if you're a bottom, you have to be feminine. If you're a top, you have to be masculine. Well, according to population of straight people, they think all gay people are feminine on some level, in some way.
Yeah.
You know, I get it all the time. Like, I never would have known. But my family and friends are all like, you know.
Turn it down for me. They're like, you know what?
My family and friends are all like, they all always knew, you know?
Yeah, and
but
I just...
It's like, it doesn't matter. It needs to stop. Who cares?
I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Hey, if anything, being gay and being straight, the Three Bears story with the little girl and the Three Bears...
Goldilocks.
Yeah, Goldilocks.
I'm definitely the gay bear.
Yeah, well, when Goldilocks laid on mama's bed, it was too soft. Dad's bed was too hard. Baby's bear was just right. Mm. So, like, some people like a soft bed. Some people like a hard bed. But you have to mix the hard and the soft to make the just right.
And some people like a bed that's just right.
We are all related. We are all everything. We are all...
us.
One thing. We are each a piece of a puzzle on a giant puzzle board that will make a picture one day. You know, and all, too often we try to fit ourselves into a shape that we aren't. Or we try to manipulate ourselves to appear to be that shape that belongs there, and we're not. And the whole entire time, the person that's putting it all together can't find us because we're not being who we are. And that's where I'm at today. Taking the ugly things that I might not want to pay any attention to, taking the ugly things from the past that have hurt and caused scars, and just going up and cleaning my fucking house up so I can enjoy my own life and be in the size and shape that I need to be in it to fit that perfect piece picture, you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, if you cram your fucking foot into a 6-inch stiletto that's two sizes too small for you, you're going to have a bad night, honey. So quit trying to cram something that doesn't fit into something and thinking you're going to enjoy the night. It's not going to happen.
I love when guys try to cram something that doesn't fit into me. But anyways, I digress.
We can't have two Blanches in this house.
Bitch. Fine. You can have it.
No, I'm just checking.
But anyways, so the next one is the state with the most gay couples is California, with approximately 92,138. The state with the least gay couples is North Dakota, with approximately 703 couples.
Well, you see that actually, like to me, when I hear that, sounds about right. I honestly think that number's high, because I wouldn't think there would be that many gay couples living in North Dakota. But, like, again, that's a stereotype, too.
Mm-hmm. So the also they say that the U.S. state slash district with the highest concentration of gay couples is Washington, D.C. at 1.29%. The lowest concentration of gay couples is found in North and South Dakota at 0.22% each. The three U.S. cities that have the most gay couples are New York City at 47,000, Los Angeles 12,000, and Chicago 10,000. The major metropolitan cities with the highest LGBT concentration are San Francisco at 15.4%, Seattle at 12.9%, and Atlanta at 12.8%. Approximately one in three gay men prefer to not engage in anal sex. So that's kind of interesting that, you know, it's very, I mean, everything's pretty much a stereotype in some form or fashion, but
yeah, that's why when you drive through a city and you're on Grindr, you light up because there's so many bottoms in that area looking for somebody to top. Mm-hmm. 'Cause the numbers are off.
Very much. Yeah. So, well, it says one in three. So yeah, that means we need some more tops.
The other third is bisexual.
Yeah.
So it should even itself out.
Okay. In some American Indian cultures, having a same-sex attraction was called being two-spirited. The tribe honored such people as having special gifts and being especially blessed.
And that was my people's, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all. Because this bitch is...
I like saying that, though, instead of bisexual, two-spirited. Like, I think that is much more... It's much more politically correct.
What did like they call... It. They called the actual gay couples and stuff two-spirited, too, and lesbian couples. It was all listed as two-spirited, you know. I guess
Yeah, having a same-sex attraction.
Yeah, and they actually believed that they could, like... They were healers and stuff like that, and
yeah,
they weren't looked down upon at all.
So this one is really sad. Gay teen suicides are more common in politically conservative regions. Gay people tend to be left-handed much more often than heterosexuals. What?
Well, I can write with both, but my right hand is prettier because that's predominantly what I use. So I can't say I'm not left-handed.
Because I can write with both.
You know? And people who can truly use both, like, are called ambidextrous, but that's not what I am. I'm just, I guess, able to use both, but I have a preference.
If you can write with both hands and you can read it, that means you're ambidextrous.
Yeah.
So, correction corner. But I digress. So, gay or lesbian teens are 50% more likely to use alcohol and 3 times more likely to use marijuana than heterosexual teens. They are also more likely to be homeless.
That one's true. Because their families throw them out and they don't have nowhere to go.
Yes.
But you get your ass to a phone, ask a stranger, get to a phone, and call us. We'll make sure you have a home. We have friends and family all over the United States. And we're growing in other countries, too.
And we have blow-up mattresses.
Yeah. Like, you will have a home. We will get you a home. Don't ever be on the street. You know?
Nope.
Because, unfortunately, you get into prostitution. You get into other things. And, like, if you want to be a prostitute, hey, go be a prostitute. I'm not judging that. But if you don't want to do that and you're just doing it because you need to survive or whatever you have to do, then you... There's other... call us. Get in touch with us. We'll help you out.
Yes, like, there's seriously, many, many resources.
Only do it if you want to do it, not if you feel like you have to, because then you're going to deal with all that pain later and all that guilt on top of everything you're dealing with.
Yeah. You know, there's many resources for you to reach out to get help and different things like that. So definitely reach out and get help. So the next one is... there is some evidence that increased I lost my place because I was trying to sign with you. There is some evidence that increased levels of steroids in the womb increases the chances that a girl will be a lesbian. So, I mean, obviously they don't know this, but I mean, as far as interesting things, I would say that that is kind of interesting that they think that that may be the case. So go ahead and read the next one, Doug.
What number?
19.
Oh, I was down there reading number 24. That was interesting. But 19 is some researchers have asked if the main motivation of all species is to pass genes on to future generations, and gay men produce 80% fewer offspring than straight men, why would a gay gene not have been wiped out? Explanations include that homosexuality is caused by a virus, or that female relatives of gay men are more fertile to compensate. What?
Oh, wow. That's okay.
That's a whole topic with...
Look, I am all for, you know, live as yourself and love is love. All of that. However, sometimes I do find it interesting the shit that scientists come up with. So what this is saying is that some researchers have asked if the main motivation of the species and our gender fluidness and our being gay and stuff like that, they're saying that it is almost a gene because your sisters are more fertile than the men in the family. So it doesn't matter if you are gay or straight or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like the things that people put their heads on and try to rationalize, it's just, we're gay. Who cares?
Whatever potion God brewed in your vagina was made to be what it is going to be.
You know, I'm on the right track, and look at baby.
Look at the babies that are born with like mental disorders and things like that. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to find out what babies are going to be when they're born so that you have a choice on who you're going to take care of and get rid of? Is it going to become that type of society? Or are you just trying to prove that it's a natural thing and it's not like them making up shit or whatever, you know? Because a lot of people think you're born that way. I do. And then you have people like my parents who believe that you're demented by the devil or something like that, you know? So... why are you trying to prove the theory?
Okay, so with children that have mental disabilities, physical disabilities from birth on, that is something that they can test for.
Yeah.
That is something that they can say, hey, your child is going to have autism.
Well, they told my sister that her son, the last son she had, was going to be Down's baby. And they tried to talk her into aborting the baby. And she told them no, she was going to have it. And that's the smartest kid she's got. And he's cool as shit, you know? So, like, they don't always know.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
Now, if she'd have chose to kill that baby because she couldn't deal with having a child that was special needs.
Yeah.
You know, but she, no, I'm keeping it no matter what. But, like, yeah.
There goes my new boyfriend.
He's a Mustang.
So, moving on, homosexuality has been recorded in China since ancient times and has often been referred to as the cut sleeve and pleasure of the bitten peach. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting to look up and study that.
Yeah.
All in itself, and maybe do a podcast, maybe even off the beaten path, because they like to...
interesting topics.
Maybe that might be something.
The weird in the world. So
highlight that one.
It's off the beaten path.
Scholars speculate that the growing acceptance of homosexuality in China is due to China's one-child policy. Additionally, unlike the United States and Europe, which are predominantly Christian, and Southeast Asia, which is predominantly Muslim, China has no discriminant religion to fuel debate against homosexuality. Furthermore, researchers believe that homosexuality in China is simply a European import. Yeah, so our gays went over there and had their ways with some China people and put the gay gene up in the China people. That's how that happened. Okay. All right.
Is that how it all went down?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm bored with this, so let's move on.
Well, 24 is interesting.
Okay, go ahead and read 24.
If one identical twin is gay, the other has about a 20 to 50% chance of being gay. Because it is not 100%, scientists speculate that homosexuality is the result of the interplay of environmental factors. Surge of hormones in the womb, a virus, etc., and genetics. That's so just interesting.
So I can see the surge in a hormone thing.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, you're being made in there.
Yeah.
So whatever you're made to be, it should be okay. Accept, love, support. We're all one family, you know?
Yeah. We are. This music makes me want to cry. I don't even know why I played it.
I'm not sure. Yeah, that was very interesting.
I like it. I like it.
Yes, queen. All right. So, this episode's not over yet. We're staying with you just a little bit longer. So, where can we go?
Are we out of Joe? Are we out of
No, we're not out of them. There's like 80 of them.
I mean, like past that subject. Was that what the whole subject line was on that docs?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
But when in doubt, whip your cock out.
So I've been house sitting for Barb.
Yes.
I came home the other day. Her dogs had been outside all day. I let them in.
Mm-hmm.
Thor was not eating.
Oh.
I let them in. Gave them snacks, though, and treats, because he'll eat treats. And then went and chilled out in the bedroom, just watched TV all night, you know, and went to sleep. And I woke up the next morning to let them out. There was like three gigantic piss pads all down in the dining room. Like one of them dogs had went crazy. So I got it cleaned up. The next night, I did not bring their water and give them water. I left the water outside.
Yeah.
And they didn't piss on the floor.
Yes. That's what you
got
to do.
I think I got that because that was a mess to pick up. Luckily, it was on the floor downstairs in her dining room is stone. Like flat stone.
Yeah.
So it's easy to clean up. If it had been hardwood or something like that, that might have done some damage. You know, but got it cleaned up and I learned a lesson.
Learned your lesson.
Yeah. Do you want to keep picking up the same fucking dirty shit every single day in your life? Or do you want to figure out how to keep it from getting dirty after you clean it up the first time?
Let's clean it up after it gets dirty the first time. Oh, man, that was so cute. Perfect timing there, too. So we are actually going to wrap up the episode, but we are so excited that we got some time to sit down and talk to you. So until next time, please, please do not hesitate to follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kindofabigdeal. Or sorry, it's KOABD pod. I should probably have this down by now. But anyways, and then please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts is back up and working again. Yay! We were having some issues when they did some updates, but now it is working again. So we are going to leave you with a porn fact. A new porn film is created in the United States every 39 minutes. So, masturbate. Until next time. Wow.
Are you alright?
I got really choked up there over that porn fact. I mean,
it's really emotional.
I'm a swallower, not a spitter. It's probably what happened. But anyway, so until next time, stay true.
Stay weird.
And always be a big deal.
Well, I am made to be free. That's my choice. What I need to be free. Still thinking how we love should. I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. And I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal.